You're listening to an FX PhD podcast from fxphd.com.
Hi, and welcome to this week's DOD. I'm Mike Seymour, and I'm joined via a telephonic device to John Montgomery in Chicago.
Hello from the moon. How are you?
How are you, man?
Very good.
Man, I need eBay to fix Skype.
This used to be so simple. I mean, we used to just be able to kind of plug in. We've got, Mike and I both have our setups. We just would call each other, I'd record, and be good to go. But for some reason, since Mark started working for us,
yeah,
it does not seem to be working. No, like for the last month, we've had, this half-hour troubleshooting sessions before we actually record the thing. So a little bit lower audio quality, I guess, for my end, because...
On a slightly more optimistic note, I have no email.
Yes, you had some kind of epiphany.
I have an empty inbox.
Yeah, so Mike told me...
joined a religious cult.
Yeah, you told me this today, and I thought you were changing your ways because of some technical problem with your inbox, but not at all the case.
Not at all the case, no. There's a productivity site called 43 Folders. I happened to be sitting last night, late at night, looking at my huge inbox, and I'm going to tell you how huge it is in a second. And I did a podcast that was actually a presentation that Merlin Mann gave at Google, to the Google guys at the Googleplex. And it was basically a bit about how gaining back maybe half an hour in your day by managing your emails better.
And so far?
Well, I've only started doing it this morning, and so far I feel liberated. I feel like I am walking around, intellectually... And internet-wise, buck naked, because I have nothing in my inbox, and it's a weird feeling. And I had yesterday, last night, 18,500 emails in my inbox. So this is a new experience for me. There's a couple of things he said, which I thought were interesting. One of them was, the reason that it doesn't work normally filing stuff is that you just go to all this trouble to set up all these elaborate folders you're going to file everything into, and then you don't, because when you see an email, you can't quite decide, well, does that go in the March 08 folder, or does that go in the personal folder, or does that go into the personal folder that's come from John that I put as a subfolder to this other folder, and so you just, oh, fuck it. And so what he says is just you have some folders that take the stuff that are lists. So like, Flame News.
Right. Yep.
Okay, CML, that just goes into a straight folder because that's easy to know that it's there. Plus, automatic. It's easy to make sure that that's all that's in there, right? And then that also helps you because you can see that there's some things on Flame News. You think, I'll get to those in a bit, right? But you know what all of those are. Obviously, you're junk filtering. And then have a folder that is stuff that you're going to keep, like reference, yeah? Like
yep.
You know that you want it. You're just going to – but you don't really – sort of need to do anything to it. You've either read it, it's something you just want to throw away, and that one folder has everything. You don't try and subfolder, right? You just throw everything in there. The only things you don't throw in there are things you delete, things that are on the automatic thing,
right?
And then there's one other folder you're allowed to have, which is respond to, which is I can't respond to that right now because I need more information or whatever, and you put things in your respond folder and you try and during the day empty that folder, right? But that's all
right.
It has. And so then when you look at your inbox, there's nothing there. And if anything comes in, you should try and deal with it straight away. But when you've dealt with it, delete it, right? Because if you think that you need to refer to it, stick it in the archive or the keep reference folder.
Yep.
But that's it. Don't be trying to complicate things. You need to have almost no thought when plowing through your email. So you can just go delete, delete, keep that for later. Just stuff it somewhere, stuff it somewhere, somewhere, stuff it somewhere, delete, 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 delete. I'll deal with that this afternoon. Delete, delete, delete. Okay, I'm out.
Yep.
And only do that once an hour. Don't be a victim, and I've done this, I swear to God I have, of just sitting there, and you're kind of overwhelmed, and then you see, ping, an email's coming. You think, well, I'll deal with that, because that's at least, it feels like I'm doing something. And so
yes.
Then you just, even though you're halfway through writing something, you just stop and just go off and do this, whole other thing. And so, he goes through a whole lot of things like that. And you know what? I think if I could do that, if I could just do that and then just keep this one, respond to folder that has key things like, for example, interviews that I'm lining up with key dates and stuff. But the reason that you don't try and subfolder everything is, and I'm sure you're aware of this, that just you've got such a good search engine these days in the in your mail programs. And you know what I do? I do a search, and I nearly always, when I do a search, click on the box that says search all mailboxes. Because I can never remember which filing system I put them in.
I was going to say, I think I'm really pretty close there in that system on the inbox, because I'm pretty good about deleting stupid email message. But I love the 1 hour idea. I think that would help me tremendously. That kind of fit in there also with the iChat rules too as well. But
yeah, and it's very easy.
That's fantastic. That's good, really good advice.
If you're on Box, it's okay, right? But if you're not on Box, it is easy to let your inbox actually be your scheduler or you know, day planner. That's what you do. You're just responding to stuff in the email in the order that you're sort of finding it. And there's no real thought of what are the priorities for today? What do I need to get done? You know, and let's face it, if you go away for a couple of days and come back, there's a ton of emails, and you tend to be much more ruthless in that scenario. Then you're sitting there in the morning and you're looking at emails and you're thinking, well, I should really, you know, sing,
yeah. Yeah, why not do that every day?
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you know, just be brutal with people when they, like, you know, send stuff, you know, say, you know, just quickly and succinctly answer it and move on. And he claims, and this is so the case with me, right, that you have this rotting hulk of a picked over skeleton of a million emails in your e-box that you just sort of somehow feel like you shouldn't delete for weird and wonderful reasons. Like the email of somebody that's contacted you and you think it'd be kind of good to get back to them someday, but you don't. And you delete it 6 months later, right? And I'm sure that person that you didn't respond to really appreciates not responding to them 6 months later than doing it on the day. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
But it's certainly not a case of delete everything. You know, happily just throws things in an archive folder.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have archive folders back to 2003, where I have every single email I have. I never really look in there. But like you say, if you need to search for something, you know, it comes up so quickly with the search technologies that are there. You know, it's just like I don't need to go in there and look at it. So that's a great one. I like that. I'm going to check out that podcast, though, too.
I actually get a lot of people asking us, and I'm sure you do, John, saying, how do you guys get all the stuff done that you get done? Like, you know, you don't seem to have enough hours in the day. And I am constantly looking for ways to just be a bit more productive and get a few more hours in the day. Because, you know, these days it's really critical. And I don't want that the solution to that problem to be that I just don't answer emails.
No.
And I'm dealing with someone right now, and I won't say who it is, but they're not one of our people. And they are just not answering their emails. And I know that they're alive, and I know that they like me, but they're just so overrun that they're only answering emergency kind of emails that are, you know, crisis level. So you just get this kind of thing about, you know, they're just kind of, I don't know, it feels unprofessional.
Yeah. So, no,
but
exactly.
Having said that, I think it's bad to give the impression that you will answer every email within 3 minutes of it arriving in your inbox.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Mine is the time waster for me is the iChat. That's instant messaging and chat rooms. That's one thing I've done a really good job of trying to limit myself to, and I've gotten so much more done. It's a great mechanism for getting a quick answer to something, but it's also a great way to totally waste a tremendous amount of time and realize, where'd that last half hour go? I've had a lot of fun, but where'd that last half hour go? So,
yeah, totally.
I've been a bit merciless about that in the last couple of weeks, and that's helped a lot. So.
I've also deleted a few RSS feeds because I went wild there for a while, you know, happily subscribing to just about everybody and their dog's RSS feed. And, you know, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, like the BBC feed I look at, and I'm like, I'm going to go through those 1,642 articles that are in there now.
That would be the New York Times for me.
Not so much. So anyway, good. So making some good progress this week behind the scenes. This is some of the stuff that we talked about last week, getting closer on the exam stuff and the wiki stuff. In fact, Mark just stuck his head in here seeing if we were done with the podcast so that we could talk about getting some of that stuff implemented. So that's been good. I'm kind of in that mode. I'm actually going to be off taking a little bit of a holiday next week. I'm going to be off skiing. So I'm in that crunch mode, you know, that you have before you end up going out on the holidays and getting all this stuff done. Because, of course, we are eking in here to the end of the term, which means we are coming up on the beginning of a new term, which is always a busy time at FXPhD.
When are we shutting off letting people join? Have we done that yet?
I think the end of this week, that's what we've done. And it's amazing. You know, okay, so what you can do is, there's kind of a curve of the way people join, right, in general. But the amazing factor is the minute I close registration, honest to God, there's like someone within an hour saying, registration's closed? I want to sign up? I understand it's going to be, but it's like, it's incredible. It's like this, so there's like an RSS feed that pings people when we close registration so they can try and register at that point. I don't know what it is, but anyway, yeah, there's still, I think, the end of this week. So if you're out there lurking and making a decision of whether you need to dive in, this is the week. Because honestly, I think it just gets to be too late in the term. I think a lot of the benefit of taking the courses is taking part in the forum discussions and the class discussions as the classes come out every week. You know,
well, yeah. Plus, not just watching. How many times do we discourage people from doing stuff, right? Like we say, don't take more than the standard number of classes because you're going to be overloaded. Don't join late. You know, like we're not trying to be money hungry, right? We're like,
no.
And then they come back and they say, you know what, you're right. Actually, I did do it.
Yes. Yeah. And I know some of the people this term were kind of on the fence because the writer's strike. I mean, the money flow was a little lower than usual, obviously, over the holidays and beginning this year because of some of the uncertainties that were going on in post in Hollywood. So, you know, there have been a lot of people kind of pinging, asking about that they feel more comfortable now. And, you know, I think that's a valid reason if they understand what's going on. But, yeah, I don't know how you could get caught up joining at this point, honestly. I think your point's a good one. We're discouraging people not to join FXPhD at this point in time.
Yeah, but just because we want to be nice people, right? And get them, like, because we want the experience to be good, right? Like, we don't want you guys to join for like 2 weeks and be overwhelmed. We want you to join.
People come and say, "Oh, I heard the forums were great and fantastic, but there's really no traffic." I'm like, "Well, you know, you joined in the last week. People are moved on to the next term. Sorry." Yeah. So anyway, but we'll be announcing the courses on a similar timetable as what we did last term, which is right in that break week, the 31st of March. April Fools. We could do it on April Fools, but I think there'd be this continual question of what was real and what wasn't. So
it's too good to be true.
Yes, exactly. So we're targeting March 31st for doing that too. So, and we've leaked some stuff. We should leak one at the end of this podcast too.
Yep, I'll leak one at the end of this podcast.
I've got one. Actually, can I do mine?
Okay. I kind of leaked one on the net.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's okay though.
Yeah.
No one listens till the end of the podcast.
That's true. Actually, everybody genuinely pretty much likes this podcast, and I think it's good that it comes out each week. We want to try and get the other podcasts in the FX, you know, family of stuff happening as regularly. And certainly we've got the next 4 FX Guide TVs under control. So that's good.
We're going to try and have those out in minimum every 2 weeks, staggered schedule like we did. We had a little bad period there, but again, got a couple ramped up, so we've got some in the pike, so that we'll come out with weekly at this point. But we definitely want to get back to having a consistent output because we know the gaps aren't good. We definitely know that, but it just comes down to getting stuff done, honestly.
Well, actually, I think the other thing, in fairness, is we do tend to prioritize PhD because we tend to always get PhD done, and we get the others done when we can.
I made that point, and also in some other things in the forums as well, that I think there were some fair comments or questions about the number of growth and stuff in the previous term. And Mike and I talked a lot that we wanted to make sure that everything was taken care of from PhD first. And so our number one focus is PhD.
We figured, actually approached us about trying to get a whole load of people to join in one batch at maybe a discounted price. And we actually declined the offer because we said, no, we just want to manage the growth so that we don't sort of fall over and have all the courses be buggered. I mean, occasionally a course will fall over and we will always try and make that up. But, you know, I'm talking about like systemic crash.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, the servers can't cope or, that kind of stuff.
It's prioritizing. As you guys know, we've got some more people helping out here in Chicago and so forth. And we're making consideration. And we're just doing good growth to make sure that we keep up with things. But again, our priority is to keep you guys. We got a ton of great ideas and stuff that we want to do and will be doing, but again, want to keep our eyes on keeping everybody happy in PhD and making sure everything's at a high level. I think when you pay to join something like this, you deserve that, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
Not that we don't respect the readers of FX Guide, but I think there is a certain idea as well that that is free. So we are priorities rest here. I'm happy to say that. So, and to that end, yeah, definitely been working hard on getting the stuff together for next term. We'll be also doing some stuff. We'll have some banners and some stuff that people can post on websites and so forth, are kind of a semi-associates program for FX PhD to help us get more information about FX PhD out there. Because especially the kind of posts that people make on blogs and talking about FX PhD are really effective in getting the word out. We've done a lot of advertising. I'm thinking about this because that's kind of in the response, Mike, to the comment about doing more advertising or banner advertising for FX Guide and PhD. But we've really found far and away the kind of stuff that we get links from are people, word of mouth, and not that kind of advertising.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the way to go for us. Not for everybody. Way to go for us, though.
Yes.
Yeah. We've actually found that, you know, the churn rates are fairly low, the feedback is really good, and so yeah, like our best thing, really, I mean, it sounds so wanky, I know, but it's true, the best thing we can do is actually make PhD pretty good, and then, you know, you guys tend to spread the word and people trust you much more than they trust anybody else, because you're, you know, it's a friends thing, and yeah, that's the way it goes. And, you know, frankly, it's sustainable. You know, we've started PhD, this is coming up on our second anniversary of starting. Mm-hmm. And to be going strong, to be consistently doing everything we're doing after 2 years. I mean, we've obviously passed the... Yes, I got to say, I owe a debt of gratitude to those people that joined in the first term.
Yes.
When, you know, you could have reasonably gone, well, maybe this won't work. Maybe these guys will just, you know, get sick of it. They'll be offered features. And, you know, we have. I mean, I turned down an amazing feature here in Sydney. It's just like, I just can't afford to take, you know, 6 months off.
Oh, I tell you, yes. Same here, yeah. And happy to send. And so happy that having done that, though, in retrospect, too.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
No, it's
you
totally
know,
great to do. But
it was a hard decision at the time, but boy, that's.
But when people
you know,
join in
so
term
rewarding.
One, right, you could have been well, will this work? Whoa. And will these guys stick with it?
Those people, what about me? Will the tour thing work?
Actually, you know, it is kind of funny that.
I thought
yeah,
it would.
No, it's true. We thought it would work. We thought it was a good idea.
We tested it, but you know.
Yeah.
Will it really work when people start getting
Will this really fall over and not? People always start up new websites and stuff, and people say to me, aren't you threatened by Fred or Joe starting up a website? And we actually had one professor type that we approached to do a really amazing course.
Oh,
I'll name the course, but I won't name the guy. And it was to do matte painting, right? And so I met with this guy, and we went through all the stuff with this guy, and he was really interested in PhD, and I outlined it all to him. This is in the early days. And then he declined. And then he tried setting up exactly the same thing, right? Just personally. And initially, my reaction was, you know, motherfucker. And then I was like, actually, you know what? Come back to me in a year and a half or 2 years if you're still doing it. Well, it took, I think, 3 months before it fell over.
Yeah, my reaction was, good luck with that.
Yeah, knock yourself out, man. And, yeah, it's the consistent year in, year out, month in, month out, week in, week out that, you know, really is holy dooly. So, yeah. So,
yeah,
you know,
no summer break.
And I got to tell you, like, sites come along and they look, they normally will go pretty well for the first 3 or 4 months. Like, people, they just plow stuff into it. And then it's like, well, you know, kind of maybe not so much. And then the frequency drops off. And then they go dead. Then somebody else comes along, gives it a second rev. And then they offer it to sell it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that hasn't happened for a while, admittedly. But, you know, it has happened. And, you know, I mean, I understand why it happens. And sometimes it's completely legit. Like, sometimes, not that... I should clarify this because it sounds like I'm talking about Ian from VFX blog. And
yeah, but that was not the situation. Good guy. I mean, that was just timing.
Totally. And Ian wanted a hand. We offered him a hand, decided he was going to stop doing stuff altogether, left it for a year or 6 months, came back to it, and was happy just starting it up
this
again,
was,
doing the same thing.
This was VFX blog that we actually, he was really interested in having us kind of bring his content to our site. And we
so
got it.
I wasn't
we got
referring to that.
What's that?
I wasn't referring to Ian because we like Ian a lot.
No, yes. Yeah, he brought the stuff to our site. We love him. Brought it to site. I spent a long time prepping and transferring all the material over. Got it up and running. And in fairness, he just had to take some time off. And he had a new responsibility to
well,
the job.
Because he's a lawyer,
right?
It's
yeah.
Not like
and
does this,
and
yeah.
It's like no, you know, no ill will or whatever regarding that. But that's the closest thing that we've come to that. But we did get dinged a little bit in our forums that we had killed VFX blog.
And nothing could be further from the truth.
No, we were trying to help save it. So anyway,
yeah.
I'm glad to see he's up and posting again, too.
Yeah, no, totally. And
I actually like because he posts to us, links to us.
Yeah, no, totally.
All the time, absolutely. You know?
But I guess what I'm just saying is I'm being slightly self-congratulatory because we're coming up on our second year anniversary and I just feel it's going well.
Yep.
You know, we set the price low so everybody could get access. We try not to rip anybody off and it's, you know, it's good to see that it's working.
And for those of you outside the United States, the price is cheaper. Even lower.
Got dramatically cheaper. It's like 20% cheaper if you're outside
the States. We're raising the prices by 15%, but we're still saving 5%, so... No,
actually, we're not raising the prices.
We're not raising the prices, sorry.
No, that was that would have been a good thing to drop at the end of the podcast. Hey, we're just raising all the prices.
But we
just
could
because
spin
of the dollar.
But I think we could spin it that way, right?
You think?
If we were like the other websites, we could just, you know. Anyway, I'm going to be posting the forums because let's say we were to do some kind of 3D course based upon a piece of software that's used a lot in broadcast design.
So that would be Maya?
No, it's not. No, actually, it wouldn't be. Yeah, actually, we're looking at doing the next term, doing a Cinema 4D course and discussing the idea of doing that with, of course, our fantastic After Effects design professor, Tim, from the UK. Just fantastic courses he's put up this term. I've loved them. But he was really interested in getting some input from you guys about what you'd like to see as part of the course if we were to do that here at FX PhD. When we're going to do that at FX PhD. So I'm going to be posting a forum thread, and we'd love to hear ideas from you guys, because his point is that, just like any other application, but I think especially 3D applications, that can be really, really deep. You know, there are just so many things about 3D application. We'd really like to kind of get a gauge from you guys over what we'd like to see from the course. We'd kind of like to approach it as an intermediate to advanced style course. You know, none of this introductory stuff, nothing like that, but really good intermediate through advanced kind of application and project-based stuff. So we're really interested in hearing that. So we'll be posting a thread in the forums, and we'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we just love to get feedback. And, there are so many cases of this. Like, well, I'm doing this really cool scripting thing on Red and how to use Red to script, and it's all because somebody posted in the forums asking for it. So, you know, I mean... We say it each week, but, to get the best out of PhD, you got to post in the forums, and we really listen to what you guys say, and, you know, that's the whole deal. Like, it's, you know, why we don't do DVDs, why we repeatedly refuse to do them is that we want to have that interaction with you guys.
Well, that's it. I've really got to run. I've got a heap load of stuff I've got to get out here in about 20 minutes. Got a little bit of deadline. So, that's it, at least for me this week, Mike. You got anything?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, look, as I said, we've got a solid few weeks to go. I just want to, if you're in the photography stuff, I'm personally just mentally just completely psyched for posting a bunch more stuff in the original photography class. And I've started doing that. So if you haven't looked for a little while, get back and have a look. Just a plug for that course, because we've been having some fun discussions and it's just starting to ramp up again, as it were. Until next week, I'm Mike Seymour. On behalf of the entire FX PhD team, not just the two of us on this end of the call, we're going to say thanks, and we'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is copyright FX PhD.